You're gonna get your authentic Harlan Gleason, dude.
Okay.
You know, I'm gonna try my best to just come across like the
that's what we want.
Brilliant.
So how close do we need to be?
We're, you're good. Like, it's picking up.
Oh, are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, we're recording right now.
God. It's on, dude.
This is it.
Come on, dude. We're live. We're live.
We're live. Welcome to the Washed Up Presidents podcast.
Excellent.
I'm Ken Chong.
Yeah.
And today, we've got a very special treat for you. We have Harlan Gleason.
Thank you very much.
Now, most of you listening to this podcast will be like, who? Harlan is, he's new to club.
Yeah.
How long have you been a member?
I'm coming around 2 years.
2 years, but your attendance is, let's face it, pretty bad.
It has been pretty bad lately, although I do have an excuse. I just started a new job, Ken.
That's
so you got to cut me a little slack, although it is right across the street.
It's right across the street.
Working
and how long? And how long you've been in this new job?
I've been in this new job about 2.5 months.
2.5 months. You've been right across the street,
which is
9 Rotary meetings. Have happened. How many Rotary meetings have you come since you worked right across the street?
One.
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 Okay.
One. I have come to one, so I'm one for nine. 1 for 9.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, that's
pretty bad.
That's, you know, what is that? That's more than 10%.
So the reason why I asked Harlan to be on this podcast,
dude. Better than most pitchers.
The reason why I asked Harlan to be on this podcast is not to bust his chops about his poor attendance. It's a little bit about his poor attendance.
I
but
didn't think you're going to go with chops on that one. I thought you're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Chops.
But I wanted to, you know, I wanted to hopefully have an interesting discussion.
Yes.
And I wanted to get the opinion and kind of a commentary from someone who's pretty new to Rotary.
Yes.
And the reality is, it's no secret, Rotary has a lot of great stuff going for it, but it also has its challenges. And Harlan and I, we're right in the pocket. I said, you know, you still have one of your kids is still at home in high school.
Yes.
Two are in college.
One has graduated college and one is in college.
In college.
Second year.
So Harlan's a busy professional, still has to worry about, you know, the one daughter
bringing in those dolos,
bringing in the Benjamins to make sure the daughter can continue the life that she's accustomed to.
Correct.
And then probably a very expensive private university is in the future.
Yep. That's true.
And so that's what I want to talk about today.
Okay.
About Rotary and kind of how it fits and what your impressions are. And for those that don't, I know I sponsored Harlan. He's a very funny guy, so there's a lot of pressure to be entertaining. We have a whopping 160 listeners. Or is that where we're at, Melinda? Is that?
I don't know.
160.
Like
160.
Let's call it
usually
160.
I make the condition at, you know, 25,000, but for Rotary.
For Rotary, Harlan was
going down to.
Was willing to
whatever.
Do.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
To do this so that we will know if your name will draw and get us to 300.
Yeah.
Harlan comes from some entertainment royalty.
Yes, I like to think so. Father's an actor.
Your father's an actor.
He's retired now, but
been in a lot of stuff.
Been
character
in a lot
actor.
Of stuff. Yes, character actor.
Harlan's life.
My life.
It's it's one of those things that I'm just so. Interested in.
Intrigued.
I'm intrigued because Harlan is like, I would consider like the one of the original entourage guys. Like he hangs with, can I say? Can I name
sure,
drop?
Of course, please.
Harlan's
well.
One of
Los
his
Angeles.
Best buddies is David Arquette. And so Harlan has told me these stories about being in the entourage of David Arquette and obviously his sister Patricia and you know, the whole Arquette family and hanging out with Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston and Jim Carrey.
And
all of the Rotarians know that I am, you know, I'm an egomaniac and I love playing the 6 degrees of separation game.
Yeah.
And so Harlan is a key piece for me. He puts me 2 degrees from like A-list Hollywood.
Yeah.
And so that's why I wanted you to be on the podcast.
Okay. Look, hey. I'll serve in any capacity I possibly can for you, Ken, and for Rotary.
So the other thing about Harlan, which is that, you know, he has He's a serial entrepreneur.
I'd say so. I'd say so.
But he is a Renaissance man.
Yeah.
He is
some success and, you know, some failures, but that's part of being an entrepreneur, right?
A tech company.
You try things.
He is a fine art broker, dealer.
Yeah, dealer. Like to buy and sell art.
What other businesses have you? A bookkeeping company you were a partner?
Bookkeeping company, yep. Bought into that franchise. Restaurant. Business.
Oh, restaurant. He owns it, which we've used at Rotary.
Ladies and gentlemen, Christina Moses.
Christina Moses.
Wow.
We started.
The golfer.
So this is... So we'll put some plug some music into right here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm just giving you a spot.
Thank you.
Get it.
Good. How are you?
Good.
Excellent.
I was just at Trenchers the other week with
Okay.
Josh.
Wonderful. My restaurant. We were just talking about that.
Plug for Trenchers. What did you get at Trenchers?
The coupe?
The banh mi.
The banh mi.
Yeah,
banh mi. Yes.
That was good.
Our most popular sandwich.
I like that one a lot.
It's good.
I recommend
it. Smells the kitchen
to
high heaven. I will say that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So for the 165 people, go to Trencher, buy the banh mi.
Buy the banh mi or the coupe.
The coupe. Is that the chicken one?
The chicken or the brisket sandwich.
The brisket's the one I've had. That's delicious.
Yes.
And the coupe is delicious.
Yes. And we've had a Rotary, a couple of Rotary events.
Oh, is that where we had poker night?
We had poker night.
Yes.
So before, you know, Dodgers, the season's coming back up soon, you know, spring training now. So once the season, go to Trencher for the game.
Right.
It's perfect for that.
We're offering free sandwiches when the Astros come into town for the first 25
awesome.
Customers, I believe.
Oh, what game is that?
I'm not exactly sure. You're going to have to ask our marketing wing. But
okay.
It's one of the things we're doing because they cheated.
They cheated
us out of a championship.
They did.
I mean, let's be
honest. So how is the 25 free sandwiches work into that?
I don't know.
Oh.
He's going to create a sandwich called the cheater.
It's just like, it's sort of like a positive breeze, you know, in what is otherwise reminding us about a negative thing
the
that
Dodgers
happened.
Fans.
Okay.
In our life.
He's called the cheater.
Our life.
That's right. I was born in Echo Park.
Yeah.
Nary two blocks from Dodger Stadium, so I'm a big Dodger Stadium goer and a big Dodger baseball fan. And so that whole thing is very disturbing. And, you know,
is there going to be a special? Is there
going to
be a special sandwich?
Had we won the World Series, Trencher would have earned probably 10-15% more revenue for the year.
Wow.
Is that serious? Like, you think that's really?
I do believe that, yes. Yes.
If we would have won?
And I'm filing a lawsuit, I think, next week.
Well, I hope you get something.
I'm going to stand up at the Rotary meeting and ask for an attorney.
Peter Weinberger. Yeah.
There you go.
He would do it.
He would do it.
Okay.
So, go to Trencher.
Yes, go to Trencher.
Go and watch Harlan do his stand-up comedy.
I do stand-up comedy there every third Saturday.
Every third Saturday.
Just did one last week. I'm generally the host.
So you just have to warm up the crowd?
I think next month we are going to have, as the host, David Arquette. So
keep really?
David Arquette's going to introduce
host.
You?
Yeah, he'll introduce me and all the other 9 comics.
That's awesome.
I might have to come to that one.
There you go. I'm trying to get these
to the
listeners up. I'm trying to get the numbers up.
He's not going
to
come just for you.
I went to his show.
Yeah,
yep.
You did.
I
have a witness.
Yes.
It is true. I do stand up on stage.
Yeah.
And try to be funny.
It's fake news till we see it in pictures.
That's right.
So I went.
I do have non-believers. Like,
yeah.
I don't believe it. I've never seen it, so I don't believe it.
Just saying.
And then now Harlan's newest endeavor, which actually ties well with kind of all the stuff, is that now you're at Northwestern Mutual as a financial advisor.
I started my own financial practice,
services
practice. It is my practice. So it's in keeping with my entrepreneurial spirit.
Yes.
Although I do give Northwestern Mutual a little cut of all the celebrities that I sell life insurance to and wealth management services.
And Harlan said he does all the medical exams himself.
I do. It's a one-stop shop.
One-stop.
That's the idea that I brought to
this
particular
practice. So you'll be
setting
up an angel city to help out our families.
Right. I'll have a little tent. It'll be my medical
tent.
Get him
insured.
You know.
Medical attention.
Yeah.
He has no certification.
Saliva swabs, like... You know, some people, if you're just getting a small policy, you're not even going to need any of that. It's just going to be jammed right through. You know, I know the home office very well now. I've done a couple shows in Milwaukee. So
do you use gloves? Do you use gloves when you...
Not always.
Not always. Not always.
Not always. It's not required.
It's not required.
It's plastic. You know, I'm trying to be.
I just want it to end up in the ocean.
That's right. That's right. You know, got to save the fish.
So, okay. So you get a free health exam from Harlan if you buy a policy from him.
Right. Yes.
If that doesn't bring people in, I don't know.
He may or may not use gloves. But but you'll get, you know.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like the surprise. That's the bonus. It's like,
yeah.
You know, yeah. You don't know. It's like a lottery. Like, yeah. I'm not using gloves. You're like, oh, great. I won.
Well, so that'll be.
So that's good. So, yeah, I started my financial planning practice. Please visit me at www.nm.com/Harlan Gleason.
Harlan Gleason.
Yeah, there you go.
So okay.
For all you Rotarians out there that need.
You know, what does it mean to you? What does St. Patrick's Day mean to you?
Well, St. Patrick was a beautiful human being. He was essentially a Roman that was beloved by the Celts on the island that is now called Ireland. It was at the time called Hibernia. And he was essentially the priest that converted the Celts in Ireland to Catholicism, which is largely a Catholic country and probably produces 99% of the priests worldwide for the Catholic Church.
Is that true? Is this real, or are you just
totally...
Well,
I mean, there's a high percentage of Catholic priests come out of Ireland.
So how come the day is just about, like, parades and parties and drinking and...
Well, it's been co-opted, kind of like pizza for the Italians was invented in the United States.
Oh, you know,
the Italians look down on the pizza like, you know, it's garbage food. You know, in Ireland, if you're in Ireland celebrating St. Patrick's Day, they're not drinking and...
So it's a, you know, like, it's a, like it's buffoons. A, it's like a, not a song, but it's a serious...
Yeah, oh yeah,
it's
absolutely.
A serious,
yeah, yeah.
Oh.
St. Patrick is a very revered person.
Okay.
And it is a very, yeah, serious celebration of a great man.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, and so you do you partake in the...
And we do the American style.
Oh, you... Oh, but yeah. So you drink green beer and...
We don't do the green beer. No, no, no. We don't... My dad's from Ireland.
Yeah.
So it's that... yeah, we don't go that deeply with it, you know.
Do you put a shamrock in your Guinness, maybe?
We don't do that even. We do get a keg of Guinness and we have bagpipers come.
To your house?
To the house, yeah.
Is there a special meal?
Yes, we have the Irish stew and the Dublin cotta, which is kind of like the Scottish, it's the Irish version of haggis.
So will you be at work on March 17th
absolutely
when we're all there?
Absolutely not. Are you kidding me?
So that's...
That day or the day after?
That is like...
At my old company, I used to actually, the holiday was not the day of, it was the day after.
Oh.
Yes.
Smart.
So
when you were running the when it was
when
your
was, yeah it was
yeah,
my company, so all the employees did not have to come to work the next day, and I didn't have to come to work.
Oh, okay.
So I could recover, you know, from the festivities.
Well,
but yeah, we have a big party. It's going to be the 51st annual.
Wow.
At my parents' house.
How many siblings? You have a lot of siblings.
I do. Yes, 10 children in my family, my nuclear family.
10 children, and then how many?
I was the fourth oldest.
And how many kids
eldest
do you guys like? So like, how many people come to this?
A few hundred. It's a big party.
A few hundred
party.
People
yes
will come.
That's just family, though, right?
Yeah, that's just cousins and aunts and uncles and, you know, and whatnot. But, yeah, it's a very big party. And it really kind of the year revolves around it. Like, all of our friends and people from all over the world come in just to be there and see everybody that they haven't seen all
oh,
year.
Really?
Yes.
I
and a lot of fame comes.
A lot of famous people
yeah
come?
Yeah, yeah, we've had some pretty...
Ken
would
like to be
yeah
invited.
How do you...
Ken's
yeah
like,
can
we
do
the
here
podcast
yeah
there?
Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah.
We could do a special St. Patrick's
so
Day.
Who,
Ken,
so
you're
who
Irish,
comes
right?
I am.
I am.
You know, yeah, I can't drop too many names here, Ken, because...
Oh, I guess
for
so
the 100 people that are listening...
Well, okay, so in the history of the party, who has come? And I'm not very good with names, but... Let's say, okay, so the lead singer from In Excess has been there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, he was going out with, I think, Razan Arquette at the time. Nicolas Cage has been there.
Oh, of course, okay.
You know, all the Arquettes, of
yeah
course, come every year.
Yeah.
Burt Lancaster.
Oh.
My dad did a movie with him. All that whole cast came that, it was like in the, maybe 81, 82, John Savage, Lee Majors, Bionic Man.
Oh, yeah, I had his lunch pail.
Yeah.
Fall Guy, though. That's
Yeah, that was, he's the Fall Guy, too. Yeah, yeah, we didn't.
These aren't very Irish-sounding names, so I think
no,
can get
because,
in
10. Yeah, this, no, because, yeah, obviously this is...
Open to everyone.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think.
Wasn't T. Patrick a very open and welcoming person,
you know,
and brought everyone in under his wings?
Leonardo DiCaprio came when he was really young, because he was friends with my younger brother. Mm-hmm. God, I mean, the Getty, Balthazar Getty.
Oh, yeah.
This is a friend of David's. So that's it. That's all the names.
That's a lot of good dropping though.
Yeah,
that is good.
Yeah,
good dropping.
Yeah. Okay.
Good dropping.
Okay.
Good dropping.
To get it back to Rotary.
Yes. I love Rotary.
Why?
You know, because I do a lot of networking, and networking generally is like sort of business related. You're kind of out there to trade business, and that's sort of the motivation. I love people, and I love to get to know people, so I like that aspect of networking anyway. But Rotary I find to be refreshingly dedicated to giving back, and it is also coupled with business. And I was pleasantly surprised that I felt that way as soon as I came into the room of Rotarians, that it was actually centered around giving back to the community. And I'm a big fan of Los Angeles. I grew up here, and all of the programs that are being run by Rotary here at this club, we're just, you know, sort of stimulating me as far as like being an Angeleno and like how I could participate in giving back to the community that I love. And so that, and as well, you meet other business people and you know, you get resources in that way too, which is nice. And you know, there's an expectation that one day I'll get very rich from just being a Rotarian.
Back, I would say probably in the 50s, for sure, I think in the height, and you probably have seen in movies that were set in that time, like when the business people were like at the country club, and you will see little Rotary pins on their on their lapels.
Right.
And there was this thing, I mean, when Rotary was started by Paul Harris over 100 years ago, it was not a community service organization. It was a networking thing. It was the business leaders of Chicago wanted to get together, and they rotated from each other's offices every week to really get to know each other, probably, you know, have a drink or whatever, and be influential in the city.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it was. And it wasn't until several years later, when they were making tons of money, and they were probably calling a lot of the shots, they said, you know, we should do something a little bit more than just
get together,
take from let's give. Right. And then it became this service organization. And then it kind of spread from there. But like
I did not know that.
In the beginning, Rotary was the first old school that was Provisors. Right. Yeah, that you know that was
you're right. Smoking jacket.
Yeah, and they were
stock shop.
You know, so it was all the business leaders and owners in Chicago, or you know, they probably had a lot of different social kind of business kind of clubs. But what caught on was the service aspect, and that's kind of how it became this international organization.
Well, that's what I really liked about it from the jump.
So what do you think, what can we add to LA 5? Because I think everyone has, like if I survey, they have a very similar answer that you gave. I think that everyone in their heart believes that, you know, like that's why they join Rotary, that's what they see enticing, but there's a reality of, which we touched upon, of there's only so many hours in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And we all have a job, kids, a spouse, a significant other, other civic
kids
things.
Kids going to college.
Kids going to college, worries, whatever, that take over. And I think today more than ever, like how full we all
frantic,
are.
Frantic.
Yes, like everything is like respond right now, do everything now.
Yeah.
And so we're very limited. And so that's one of the things which I always just try to figure out, you know, maybe there's not much we can do, but
I don't know. You know, it's a good question. And, you know, I'm not sure that I have necessarily an answer beside bottle service, you know, selling bottle service, I think. Sparklers and, you know, that kind of thing, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you want, like in Koreatown, like that kind of bottle service? Like
just up in the club, you like, know, where it's just like...
Because, hey, we got Jeremy Wineglass. We got the music now. We've got the pre-meeting music. And you can get a glass of wine. It just cost, you know, which is like bottle service because it's like $12 for like half a glass. So it's very similar in price.
Okay.
So the lighting. You got that checked off. So the only part that you're missing is the lighting.
The lighting.
You want dark
lighting.
Lighting with strobes.
Right.
And the karaoke.
Get wine glass.
We have singing. We sing every week.
Yeah,
but you know, like, you know, the Star Spangled Banner. I know, is but not when counting.
Were you a member when Alan was president?
Yes.
Every week we did.
We sang a song.
We did God Bless America, and then the Beatles or Elvis.
I know, and it was horrible. No, just kidding. I'm kidding, Alan.
She's not kidding, Alan. She's not kidding.
I'm not a singer, so.
I'm not either.
So
singing. We had singing. We have alcohol.
Well, a lot of my friends, right from. You know, and I, as you stated, I come from sort of like artist background and not necessarily in the business world. Don't even know what Rotary is, you know, so it's like that a little bit for me is like a struggle just to open it up and say, yeah, this is what Rotary does. And whenever I describe it to friends of mine that don't have any idea what Rotary is, you know, it's the rare person like, yeah, my dad was in Rotary. Back when I came from Oklahoma. Like, beside that, it's like, most everybody that I talk to doesn't even know what Rotary is, and then I explain it, and I explain it the way that I said that I liked it. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a vehicle that the business community, or really, you know, anybody that's wanting to give back to their community, it's a vehicle that you can do that.
Have you had a chance to go to, like, have you gone to the Scholarship Day luncheon or the Fast Five luncheon?
I have gone to the Fast Five luncheon, and I did the holiday.
You did Angel City.
Yeah, I did that. I did the tree planting day, which in my front yard at my parents' house, tree people, when I was 8 years old, we did the very first tree people. And I planted a tree from that day that's now, like, you know, towering over... any high rise in Los Angeles at this point. It's a really big tree. It's a huge tree. So it's tree people is kind of close to my heart and my family, really, because I always brag about it when we walk by it in the front yard.
Like, yeah, it's still standing.
It's still there. It's mighty like me.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So I didn't want to miss that, you know, and we planted trees in North Hollywood, and it was a really nice day. And,
it was.
My point is that when I say that what it is that Rotary does, it always kind of inspires people like, oh, that's really cool. I love LA. A lot of the people that I grew up with here in LA are, you know, they claim to be staunch Angelenos. And I'm like, well, you know, get it together and you can give back to the community in a very real way through Rotary. And so I haven't sold, you know, a membership yet.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't done the Ken Chong.
No pressure for you to do this, but... Wouldn't it be great to bring some of your Hollywood friends to Scholarship Day?
Well, you know they had Stephen Dorff came, right?
Oh,
He came to do, you know, he's the pianist, and he did.
Yeah. And you didn't even come to. You brought
no,
him.
No, I didn't.
You didn't even come to the meeting.
Bring him. I brought Ricardo Garcia, who's the public defender of Los Angeles.
Yes, County, which you weren't at either.
Which I couldn't make because I was training, I think, for.
Was it
to become the best
day?
Life insurance salesman ever. It's like I literally couldn't come, but he got a standing ovation. He was bragging.
He did a good job.
Well, you know, Melinda's filling up our speakers for next year, so I'm sure she'd be happy.
So I brought up Stephen Dorff because I know his son, Stephen Dorff, who's he's sort of having now the second chapter of his fame. He just did True Detective.
And, oh, that's right.
He's a very good actor and he's a good friend. So I might be able to. Maybe. Who knows? His dad came, and I called him from the meeting, and I was like, Stephen, your dad's here.
Where are you? No,
yeah, what's up, dude?
That would be awesome. No, but I mean, you know, just to even show, like, not even to be the speaker would be fantastic.
Yeah.
I think Melinda would love that. I mean, Dave, yeah. you know, if David would come
I'm
or...
Like everyone yeah. doing their work for me right now. This
so
is
yeah,
good.
You're going to be the new
She's,
program
yes.
director?
Yes. And so oh, okay. well, maybe it would be, David. Look, and Melinda, my favorite person in LA 5. I want to make
I
sure
agree.
She has
no pressure.
A great program chair year. So it would be like if there was a time to use the chip of asking for David Arquette to come and be a speaker. For Melinda.
It's for Melinda.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
it for Melinda.
Yeah.
It would be.
And he's a very charitable guy, actually.
The first time I didn't even know Harlan, you know, was part of this world. I met him in Provisors. And I go to this business
event.
Forum that he's hosting at USC. And I've never even been on campus at USC.
Uh-huh.
Really, other than for your
right,
stupid
right,
event.
Right.
Makes sense.
And who opens for him is David Arquette.
Right,
and I'm like,
right,
why
right.
is David Arquette the sponsor of the
of Harlan.
Of the bookkeeping?
Business
of
Fundamentals Bootcamp.
Business Fundamentals Bootcamp. Like, this
is
so... He's paying for lunch. Like, what is going on?
It's weird. I know.
The magic of Harlan.
I was like, look, guys, I'm looking for
so
sponsors.
If you,
like, I'll be a sponsor.
So
like,
if
cool,
you
dude.
Could ramrod David Arquette from that round peg into that square hole, having him speak at LA 5
yes.
should be
simple. I know. I got him there.
It should be
I got
really
him there. It's
easy.
It's very true. That is actually very true. I mean, that should be a very cinch booking.
This is where we can
I will
around.
Do my I will do my
answer.
Best, Melinda, for you to get me.
Melinda would be the one that I would,
yeah.
you know, like
yeah.
if you would. If
I feel
you would,
so loved. I've never felt so
ass.
Much love.
I was I brought Ricardo, you know, who's an old family friend, and I didn't realize, you know, what a big pin he was in the city. Really,
yeah.
you know, until he's like, yeah, I'm the public defender. I'm like, oh, so you're, because he was a public defender down in San Diego County for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, so you're just like, you're representing, you know, people that need to be represented. He's like, no, I'm the public defender. So like Jackie Lacey is the
yeah.
prosecutor, I'm the defender.
But his
I was like,
job,
oh, wow.
his job, he's appointed or is he
he's
elected?
Appointed.
Okay.
He's
appointed,
he's
right?
appointed, yeah. yeah.
Sounds like it might mean something. Huh?
Yeah. yeah, I was like, oh, wow. He's like, yeah, I gotta run whatever. He's got 50 offices in the county, and he's got 1,400 attorneys. And he's got a chief of staff. And I was like, holy crap. I said crap.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's
a big job. Yeah,
he needed
big job.
Insurance.
And he's a really sweet guy. And anyway, Eric, past president Eric,
yeah.
was just like, how do you know this guy, Harlan? Like, he was like, I was like, he's an
genuinely
old friend.
Confused.
Harlan knows all
yeah.
these.
Yeah, it was
all
weird.
He's the
people.
True Angelino.
He knows
I felt
all
very
these.
Proud of that. At that moment,
yeah.
I felt very proud of myself.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I know this guy.
Yeah.
Did you give him a medical exam?
He's going to.
No gloves.
He needed
no
gloves.
Like,
him and anyone from the Astros.
He
no
was one of the lucky ones. You know,
that's
like,
what people are going to remember from this podcast.
No gloves.
No gloves.
Is that the title of this?
Well,
no
yeah.
gloves.
There's going to be also what's going to fall.
It's one of my taglines on my website.
Hashtag me too, because you know all these doctors are getting trouble for
Sometimes
the no glove medical
lucky
exam.
To have the no glove treatment.
Want to test your luck?
It's just like, yeah.
So I don't know. We'll have to figure about how the editing will go on this. We don't want to just totally torpedo Harlan's new venture.
Yes,
we're
please.
Totally
no.
joking.
Yeah,
please don't take these
Wait,
comments
what's
out of context.
Editing?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
So. It only happens once a year.
Yeah.
But yes. Yes, indeed.
Okay, so what we've established is you can't think of really anything that we're missing from Rotary because you wanted alcohol, singing.
Got it.
Yeah, no, what else could
music.
I think of? I, you know, honestly,
we have service.
I'm, you know, you got the like the samurai sword in the foyer there. You got the like the model ship, and
mm-hmm.
you know, you got all these cool things. You got the California painters that are represented here.
These things that you like?
Yes, I like. although I'm kind of unique in my life.
Well, yeah, because I would think some people, I would guess, are in all seriousness, are turned off
yeah,
by
little,
meeting at the California Club.
Right.
They think it's a stuffy.
Little stuffy, little.
Like, would your artist friends started. Be interested in coming to a meeting?
Yeah. That's a good question. Maybe not. And I, you know. You know, like again, like there's a certain demographic of my friends that would be interested. Like the California Club
mm-hmm.
is a historical Angelino spot. You know, it's mm-hmm. like it's this building amongst all these high rises that just like sits there. and it's been around for so long, and it's like, you know, who knows? I would be interested, you know, personally, to know, like, you know, what individuals have walked through this place that I don't even know have, you know what I mean? Like some famous.
They're mostly the same people that go to your St. Patrick's Day party. It's those.
Right.
It's those people.
It's their dads.
Yes,
right.
Their dads.
Right.
Their dads.
Right, right. The dad
fame.
Yeah. Like these guys. But
it's very similar. Like, I'd want to know who else has walked through the Gleason porch for some Irish stew.
Yeah. But I, you know, so. God, you know, I'm sorry. I don't know. Aside from, like, you know, hey, modernize the Rotary. It's like, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
My biggest thing, in all seriousness, is, you know, and I want to give you credit for you starting a new venture, so you're busy. But in all seriousness, to get you to come to more events.
Yeah.
Everyone in your boat that are new, to get to the point where it's like you miss it and people miss you.
Yeah, right? That's right.
You got to get to that
point. You got
to
make it. You gotta,
but
you
there's
gotta
some regulate. You need to come
Do
often
Do you have
enough.
A sister named Silvana?
Yeah, of course.
We are related. I just put this together.
Oh my God.
Jose is my husband's cousin.
Oh my God. Wow.
See, one degree of separation. Harlan is the
key. You said Gleason, and I was like, wait a minute.
Wait, how are you related?
10 kids, Irish, actor, dad, what? K-Town.
So your husband's cousin is married to her?
Rapid fire.
So do you ever go to that party?
That's
crazy.
That's awesome. Wow, cool. Very nice.
Look
to
at these connections just happening.
Me too, yeah.
Nice to meet you.
It's the long arm of the Gleason family.
Do you know? Do you know her?
Do I know? I don't know that we've met. I don't. Maybe. Were you at the wedding?
I was at the wedding.
Okay, so then we met at the wedding.
Okay,
so then. So then is it like Jose's mom or dad?
So Jose's mom is my husband's aunt.
Right on.
What I'm talking about,
yeah,
right
he,
there.
Yeah, man.
Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're gonna
have to get.
So you're gonna get to go to the party.
Can you report back?
Maybe not this
know.
Year because it's a little tight, but maybe next year.
You guys
year.
Are all invited to the party, by the way. It's a word of mouth. There's no like evites that go out or any kind of like any of that garbage. It's just.
Ken, we got it.
Was David Arquette at the wedding?
Yeah.
See, it was 1 degree.
Wow.
Harlan.
There you go. You
like,
see?
Screw Kevin
long
Bacon.
Arm of the Gleason family.
Screw Kevin Bacon.
Look at that.
It's 1 degree
right here
from Harlan.
This great podcast.
That is trippy.
I have to say, one thing I missed in LA after living in Chicago and having gone to Notre Dame is the Irish family that was surrounded and on the
right.
South
you
Side,
love the Irish
Chicago. I had to
Irish
be Irish
the
at
best.
Some point.
That's
yeah.
right.
But like on the South
Do you
Side
drink Guinness?
Of Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Mostly Jameson, but Guinness is fine.
Is that the only question you can think of to ask about an Irish connection? Do you drink Guinness?
No.
Wow. That's,
well, I was just trying to say because that's what you serve at your party, so.
How about do you read poetry?
Do you guys do poetry at your party?
We do.
Oh.
Yeah, we have poetry readings.
I don't think I'm at the right
intellectual level. Yeah, I think this year, what I would like to do, because there's a lot of a cappella Irish singing, like, you know, in the Irish culture, you could just be sitting around a table like this, having breakfast, and the man of the house will just like break out and do some Gaelic song, you know, just a cappella, and it's really actually beautiful. Yeah. So I want to do that, I think, at the party this year.
How cool.
Yeah. But we've had,
it's
we've
been
had
a long time since
readings.
I heard bagpipes. Although when I cut through the zoo, there is one guy that stands out in the parking lot practicing his bagpipes.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
That's and you know there's a whole bagpipe club
is
I
there?
Saw practicing
she says
in Balboa.
Major goober.
You're texting her right now?
There were actually two of my
this
first clients, Jose and Silvana.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. So that was they were here down.
Did they pass
the
medical? The
medical
exam?
Must have been awkward.
Look at that. It's incredible. You see? That's why you network. You know, you never know.
You never know who you're related
where the
to.
The fireworks are gonna just I know. Family, 10 kids in Koreatown.
Well,
what
this podcast was just worth it
for that crazy connection. Yeah.
And so now when you come to Rotary, you will always have your third cousin twice removed in Melinda. I don't know how that goes, how the tree goes.
Me either.
But
it's like the Olive Garden. When you're here, your family.
Yeah, that's right. When you're here, your family. When you're at this podcast, Rotary, your family.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately for you, you know, you might have to do this medical exam with Harlan. But that's a whole different.
That'll be gender specific. I will say that.
Just your husband.
I have a female partner.
So, okay. Well, this has been fun. Did you have fun?
I did, yes. I enjoyed
it. Did you have fun?
Clearly.
I'm honored, actually, to be
included in this. I'm getting speakers next year.
New family.
So you're gonna get David to come speak for your third cousin. Is it second cousin?
I have no idea.
If it's cousin of cousin. 99%
on that.
99%. Cousin. I like those odds.
In-law, twice removed.
Cousin-in-law, at least once removed. Your cousins.
Now, what is your last name?
Monterosa,
okay. And is that Jose's mom's?
Yes.
Maiden name?
So you got to tell David that he's going to come speak for Rotary when your second cousin, twice removed, is the program chair.
Yes.
July.
Yes. Yeah, so me and Savannah will tag team.
There you go. You got a couple months to get it together.
That would be great. Wouldn't that be a great opening speaker?
Because
he could be short. He doesn't have to. It could be short.
I know.
It could just be like, bam!
Maybe we reserve him for my year as president.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, you could do that too. Okay.
So he gives...
You choose. You choose. Thanks,
Ken. I can't remember.
Thanks for the option.
He's very active in a charity here in L.A. that is to do with food giving away-ish. I can't remember the name of it. But very,
David is?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's where all the stars are. There's a lot of entertainment people. It's we had the speaker here.
Not the food bank.
It's a kitchen.
Second Harvest? No.
No, no.
Oh, Homeboy Industries.
No. We had the executive director.
Something has, I can't remember.
I'm looking now.
It's a kitchen, right? It's something like.
I think so.
Is
yeah.
it in
yeah.
America?
No, it's not. But,
yeah, Food for America.
Feeding
oh,
America?
Food for America.
I think it's maybe it's.
Oh,
Food America.
There it is. Okay, let me see what the thing looks like.
Maybe
website?
It must be. I thought it was food. Yeah, Feeding America.
This one?
Must be. That's David, and it's Feeding America. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, bingo. And then his sister Patricia, who's also a very wonderful person.
Oh,
she's very active in Haiti. She started a charity called Give Love, and so you know I can imagine that maybe she would be interested as well.
And she's actually
like,
need
on more
a
female
big
speakers.
Yes. No, and she. What show is she on right now? She's on a big show, Showtime show, right?
Yeah, I don't. You know, she's. I don't know. You know, she just did that. Dana Mora. She got the Golden Globe for that.
She did.
Something else.
She's
an Oscar winner
for anyone listening thinking about being a Rotarian. We promise if you have celebrity friends, Ken won't only care about you.
No, I didn't.
Speak at a meeting.
I didn't promise that. Melinda, don't talk for me like that.
We care about you too if you don't have an Oscar.
Well, look, I mean, it is LA, you know, and there's a lot of weight that gets carried with that. It's just the way it is, I imagine. But.
Okay, so I know you got to prep to take some pee in a cup, but
yeah,
it's 11:10.
I gotta get my feed list.
Yeah.
So,
any close? Are we still recording?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed this, Ken. I always enjoy your company.
I always enjoy.
You're the
your
only
company.
Reason I'm in Rotary 5.
I'm so proud.
Or LA 5. You brought me in, and it was your soul power.
And you've been really generous with Trencher, mm-hmm.
and I'm happy. I'm happy to help in any way I can.
You know, it's been great.
And I will, once I get my practice off the ground a little bit more solidly, I my attendance, I promise, will go up.
I believe you 100%. I can't wait to see the guest list for March 17th.
I feel like we have a new person that could help plan our St. Patrick's Day celebration for the club.
You want to bring some culture, then
can we just all come to your house since you already have it all set up?
You guys,
you
guys are welcome.
Another 50 Rotarians.
Yeah, what about another 50 Rotarians? Just
honestly, we would not notice.
You wouldn't notice.
Sort of
Rotarians
like,
are respectful.
We'll take lifts there and back.
You guys are all welcome. Yeah, you guys are all welcome.
Fantastic. You guys
are tried and true, staunch, giving back Angelinos. You're always welcome at the Gleason House.
So I'm not sure if this was mentioned, but the honorarium for doing this podcast is that Ken buys a life insurance policy. That may or may not.
Yes. With a medical exam.
You'll find out if there's a level. You have your life insurance through work, I'd imagine, right?
Yeah, I do actually.
Yeah, well, it's not enough.
It's not enough.
You know that if you leave your work, it's not going to be good. It's not going to follow you.
Someone's got to match Jared's pledge. Come on.
Not me. Not me. I am not. You heard about Jared, right?
No.
Jared left $1 million whole life policy to LA 5 Foundation. He's not even 21 years old.
Really?
He bought $1 million
whole life policy.
Whole life policy. Mass Mutual. Not Northwestern. And he left it to LA 5.
Wow. Yeah. There you go. That's something that everybody can know.
Yeah.
That a whole life policy, which you own for as long as you live, it's not a term policy that expires after a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. You can donate that to any organization or any person, any beneficiary that you want as a legacy of your name.
Yeah.
So a lot of people should, you know, maybe that don't know that, can now know that. That's something you can do with it.
I might get another policy just because I kind of want to get this physical from you. So,
dude, you do. It is a special experience. Yeah. I've been told that.
Yeah.
Ken, you've been working out. You should be in good shape. You're in a new gym now.
I'm healthy. I'm good.
You should pass, no problem.
I'm good. That'll be a great soundbite. Okay.
All right.
I'll let you go to your meeting.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Harlan.
My pleasure.
The Washed Up Presidents podcast was brought to you today by Northwestern Mutual and Harlan Gleason.
We give hands-on service.